Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for the moment. I'm Henrietta Bird, and Glenn Greenwich will be on with us shortly. This is the last Sunday in the month of January 2014, and we are moving right along, right into not just another month, but another state of consciousness, I'll say, as we head toward the annual summit event in Belize City, Belize. So welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And tonight we have some wonderful topics for you to discuss. Part of our conversation tonight will be about the new marijuana laws. Of course, we always talk about economic development. We always talk about sacred communication. We'll talk about some of the other current events that are in the news. And but most of all, we want to talk about Belize and how you can join us in Belize. So as always, we begin our program with the declaration of the International Black Summit and the purpose of the International Black Summit. And we ask that you listen closely and see where you are in the declaration in this moment. Could be something else in another moment, but right now, look and see where you are. And the declaration of the International Black Summit reads like this. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare to manifest itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois. And New York, January 26th, 2014. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And that's the beginning, the middle, and seems to be the next beginning is the declaration of the International Black Summit. That's where we stand. That's what we assert. That's who we are. That's who we've been.
That is who we've been.
As we say it again.
I said, that is who we be.
Yes, that's who we be. Okay. And 1991, that's who we were being, and in 2014. And we have expanded and expanded and expanded, you know. And we'll talk about that expansion as far as virtual is concerned also, and a little bit later on in the show. But let's get back to the purpose of the International Black Summit. And the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And the purpose of the Youth Summit, International Black Youth Summit, is written by the youth, and it states, we exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people in the center around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. Written by some powerful young people. Have a young adult summit, ages 18 through 35, and you'll hear from that group one of the Sundays coming up. You'll hear from the young adult group, and so with that, you've heard the declaration, you've heard the purpose, and I'd like to say this talk show network provides an opportunity for you, the listener, to participate as if you were at the annual summit event. So at any time, you can just call in 646-716-9827. And we are always interested in your vision and always open to interacting with you as to how to have your vision manifest itself through clearing yourself so that there's nothing that you are holding that will stop your vision from coming forth. So know that all you have to do is dial 646-716-9827, and you can interact with either Glenn Greenidge or myself. And we will be more than happy to have you join the conversation that we're in. Once again, our call-in number is 646-716-9827. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and I just want our listeners to remind them our website is www.blacksummit. Got some information about police. We've got the declaration that was just read and the purpose, and there's a lot of information, and it's a great way to really communicate and to engage inside of this conversation, inside of the work that you're doing, either personally for your community or your family. So just wanted to let you know about the website. I am doing great, my dear. It is, we actually went up to 20 degrees today. The wind chill today was actually above zero.
Nope. Well, it's warmer here, Glenn. It was 35 degrees here today.
Well, we'll probably be getting 30. That tomorrow then. Tomorrow, the next day.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going. They've already closed the schools in Chicago because it's supposed to go down to something below zero. I don't know what it is, but something.
But other than that, you know, I'm good. I've been. Some of you know that I I cook for my 87-year-old mother, and so we have a little ongoing joke, and she refers to me, we refer to me as Chef Grenache. So the latest request for Chef Grenache is she wanted some Alaskan king crab legs or some kind of crab legs.
Right.
So the local
right.
seafood place I go to doesn't have them per se, but they do have other kind of crabs. But I may have to take a trip into the city. There's another spot that I'm looking at that she's going to take a look at, but that I'm going to take a look at. So that's the latest thing that I'm looking to make happen. I'm going to open up your other mic. We got a little technical thing. The host just dropped off. I'm going to call back in as the host.
Okay, you're going to call back. I did that. I was trying to get up.
Yeah, no. I'll do it. So then you'll have some a line to call out to other folks. Okay. All right. So I'll be back.
Okay. Great. And while we're waiting for Green to come back, just wanted to remind you that the last week in July, the first week in August, we will be in Belize City, Belize. And we are so looking forward to it and getting prepared for you to come and bring the question that we are in for up until that event, you know, is one that we share with you a lot. And it's about Trigger. And it's about our vision, you know. And it's about authentic self. So there's three distinctions there. There's Trigger, there's vision, and there's authentic self. And so we stay in this question until we work through it in Belize. And then when we leave Belize, we'll leave with another question. And so if you're interested in knowing the different questions that we've had, go to blacksummit.org, and you can see everyone since 1991 what the questions were. And, you know, that's how we function. We go to a particular place and we do the work, and out of the work comes a question. We leave with that question and we stay in of the question for the next 365 days. And after that, we get back to work through something else. Questions up. And so we are working with ourselves so that we can expand. As we expand, the universe expands. Our community expands. You know, as we are these different stuff, it allows the universe to work through us so that the universe can be what it's brought us here to do. And so you really want to join this conversation. You really want to join the conversation. This is a conversation of camaraderie. You know, this is a conversation of others standing for your vision, not just their vision, but standing for yours. Because if you stand your vision, believe me, there will be someone in the room, on this call, in a meeting, wherever we are, that is connected to your vision in a way of support. And so join the conversation, state your vision, you know, open up your consciousness to the world of the International Black Summit conversation. Just see how you can manifest your vision. Just try it. At least the wonderful place. You know, we've been in communication with the Belizean consulate last week, and they are prepared for us to come. They are prepared for you to come. You know, we're clearing ourselves, and they're clearing themselves, so that everything that we are aware of the order, the divine order that everything is in. So we will continue to do that, and we will continue those conversations. We talked with the former mayor of Belize. There's lots of information. Us with our travel and our stay, letting us know where to go, what to do. And so we're preparing for you to come. So join us, you know, join us and join this family of visionary family. And that's a good way to describe us, Glenn. We
Absolutely.
Are vision. We are a visionary family. And manifest your vision sooner than you think you can. Yeah. Glenn, back to you.
Yeah, and again, we invite you to do it all. We invite you to utilize this technology that we have to work, do some work with your career, your business, your family, and or your community at large. You know, what is your community doing? What does your community need? You know, working with the elected officials or such. So it's all of that. You know,
yeah.
this work has the possibility of being able to leverage and to give you access to things that right now may be challenging. And this work can be utilized to make it a little less challenging. A little easier, a little more stress-free.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about clearing, and we're talking about trigger, and talking about some of the distinctions. And these distinctions occur in our day-to-day living. And so what the opportunity is for us to be engaged in the work that we do, effortlessly, you know, and this work gives us that capability. So we don't take it lightly, and we ask you to consider it and to look at it when you're up against, you know, that, you know, what you're trying to create for yourself. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah.
Henrietta.
Right. And let's see. So I was in class one time, and I think I told you this, Glenn, and one of the participants in the class said, could you not call it work? He said, something about when you say work that just makes me tired. He said, I like exercise better. He said, exercising makes me feel good, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I think about that. And I think about that every time I use the word work. But it is exercising. You know, that's exactly what it is. It's building your muscle in whichever area you choose. You know,
uh-huh.
if you need to build your muscle in abundance, if you need to build your muscle, you know, in integrity, if you need to build your muscle and responsibility, you know, self-generation, whatever muscle you need to build is available in the International Black Summit conversation.
But as you notice, in the purpose, it says provide an opportunity for participants. So it's just like exercise. You know, you can't build a muscle if you don't participate, you know, if you don't do the workout. So participants, you have to participate. And you can participate in many ways. You know, you can participate by listening. You don't have to say anything. You know, well, yeah, you do, because you will be in groups. So I should take that back. But you will be in groups. So, and you do have to share with your group. So you can participate by listening to the others in your group, you know, listening intently. And you participate by sharing. You participate by sharing with your group, and you participate by sharing with the room. You participate by dancing. You participate by singing. You know, you participate by taking off the mask and just uncovering it and being authentic. And just laying your stuff out so that it can be clear, you know. So sharing and clearing and listening, you know. And you can just choose what you want to get out of the summit. Right now, you can just choose. You could just say, you know, when I leave the summit, I want to know a plan for myself to make my first or tenth $1 million. That could be your goal, going in. And when you leave there, you will have the tools that will help you manifest it. It's up to you to use those tools. You know, but they will be given to you. And so we invite you once again to join us the last week of July, the first weekend in August, for the International Black Summit annual event, and believe it is back to you, Glenn.
I don't know, I'm just excited. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about going to Belize. I'm excited anytime that we meet, but I'm especially excited when we go out the country. And the opportunity to connect. You know, I go back to 92 or 93, and Martin Grant had this vision of having the summit going on simultaneously all around the world. And now that we've got that capability, I'm so excited that we can now do that from a video, from WebEx standpoint. That capability is available to us. So it's exciting. It's exciting. I remember when we were in Anguilla and we had people, that was the first really virtual attempt that we had to connect. And, you know, now we're getting more and more sophisticated with it. So it's really an opportunity for us to keep engaging and keep connecting and keep adding to the influences that we're able to connect with.
Yeah.
Back to you.
That's great. I mean, our virtual team is off the hook. It's off the chain. It's awesome. It's you know, they are unbelievable. We did a training last weekend, I think I shared, that was, you know, in preparation for Belize. And it was two-day training, and it totaled about, I think it was 10 to 5 one day, and it was 2:01 a.m. the next day. And so 15 hours on one day. And first step. So we're training. We're in training. We're in preparation for you come, you know. And we are excited about it. You know, Foldman team. There are two representatives sending the Foldman team on recently in a day or so, I think. They're doing groundwork, you know, in preparation that the people of the least are aware of what's going on and to attend. So the preparation is there. Just take full advantage of it. You know, take it on like it's being prepared. This trip is being prepared for you. And just enjoy what the universe is providing for you. We're just the channels that set things up, but the universe is providing at the annual summit event for you. We can move on to a couple of other things. I kind of wanted to hear what you thought about the issue, the marijuana issue with the states, you know, the issue with Justin.
There's a couple things for us as a nation, and a lot of the political conversations have been around the legalization of marijuana that has occurred in both Washington State and Colorado. But which is the irony of it is that both of those states are actually in the Super Bowl. both of their football teams are in the Super Bowl, so I don't know if there's any correlation about that or not. But we'll get back to that one. But one of the things that President Obama spoke about this week is that he said he made a statement, which is not a new statement, it's not a profound statement. But it's the first time that that any political candidate has really come out and said that the use of marijuana is less harmful than alcohol. And so it's like for him to say that, I thought was a pretty bold statement because, of course, when you look at it, you look at it from several different categories, but you look at it from a federal standpoint, it's still illegal to grow marijuana, yet the states have allowed it. And so many of the states have allowed for medical marijuana to be used. But the state of Colorado and of Washington has allowed the recreational. I know Colorado has, you can now, it's okay to use it recreationally. You don't have to have it, have a medical reason to use it. So there's a lot of things that are beginning to open up. You know, one of the things when you look at the, and I'll speak about New York, but I'm sure in most of the urban cities, it is the same. The people who are incarcerated, there is, and the numbers, when you look at the numbers specifically, you look at the incarcerations of the Black and Latino youth. A lot of the people who've been jailed have been jailed for marijuana use. Not mm-hmm. distribution, but actually, there's been a lot of arrests. Stop and frisk and those kinds of things were highlighted and were impacting Black and Latino youth. And, of course, once you've gotten that on your record, you no longer have access to college scholarships. So when you look at the whole rate of incarceration. And here's a very interesting statistic, is that the use of marijuana is identical in the white and the black community, or black and Hispanic community, but the arrest rates don't reflect that. And, you know, you're talking about, I'm not sure what the ratio is, but it's predominantly black and Hispanic youth that are in jail with related marijuana usage. So it's pretty out of kilter. So, again, you know, we had a conversation last year, year before last, about the new Jim Crow. And when you look at the new Jim Crow and you look at the criminalization of marijuana and how that has then been utilized to take away the rights to vote, the right to for housing, and the right for jobs, additional education, higher education, you know, the rights are being taken away, all based on marijuana usage. So it's been a very controversial conversation that is very rudimentary to the abuse of the law system against our community. So I'm going to stop there for a second and see if there are any questions, and we can go on to some of the other topics as well.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.
Sure. Do you have any questions about it?
I was just looking to see, my concern, about it being legalized, I hope, if it is legalized, is that it would be a better product than probably people are getting on the street.
Well, there are a couple things about that. So certainly you would get rid of the bad stuff that's being sprayed and has all the hallucinogens and all the other toxic things with it. But you also generate some money. You know, there's a lot of illegal money that is floating around that could be taxed, you know, just like a cigarette tax or a alcohol mm-hmm. tax or, you know, whatever. I mean, that stuff can be taxed as well and used to offset some of the other things that are going on, you know, for education and for housing and for roads. So, you know, all of those mm-hmm. things can be, you know, can be utilized. So I mean, it's something for us to think about. You know, they've been talking about this forever. Law enforcement is not happy about this conversation because a lot of that funding that they get would then begin to go away. But right now, marijuana is classified the same as heroin. What's it? I forget what they call it. A1 or some whatever that the category. But it's marijuana is the same as heroin and LSD. Mm-hmm. You know, which when you think about it, we all know that it's a softer drug than that. But you know, but for whatever reason, people are still classifying it. So I think, you know, that's something that the government is going to have to resolve. The government is definitely going to have to resolve it, and because right now the states are saying one thing and the federal government is saying something else. So the two are going to have to come together at some point in time to make this safe and realistic.
Right.
But it should be interesting.
Okay.
And that story and that conversation really drifts off into the other conversations of our young entertainers just going off the deep end. Justin Bieber, just got arrested for driving under the influence, DUI, and he was drunk and had pot in his system, was smoking marijuana in his system, and was drag racing. And, you know, when you look at it, you look at, Miley Cyrus and, Lindsay Lohan and some of the others that are just out of control. They've had success, and now they're kind of spiraling down negatively. Downward spiral is, because they're out of control. You look at it and you begin to think about, where's the parenting? What's the parenting that's going on? What's happening? Why are these young people not supervised, not someone isn't kind of taking control and having them, catch themselves? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Britney Spears?
Spears, exactly. She's another one. She's been out of control. And, they can't kind of pull in and just kind of calm them down. But, this is, part of it is us as a society allowing ourselves to just keep not putting things in check, not having the structured parenting skills and the things that we need to do as adults to our children and younger adults. So somewhat related, not directly related, but again, we talk about vision all the time here at the International Black Summit. And if you don't have a vision and you're not clear what your purpose is, then you kind of just find stuff to do and you self-destruct. But if you're on point and on purpose and you're clear what your vision is to contribute to people, then you're looking for opportunities to do actions consistent with that vision and purpose. So we here always say, what's your vision? That's the first conversation that we start off the conversation with. Because if you listen to our declaration, the declaration is speaking the vision and the possibility that we see for ourselves and our community. And so we ask you that question, you the listeners, what's your vision for yourself, for your family, and for your community? And how are you working on that? And let me say this real straight as I can. If you don't have a team working with you, the chance of you getting it done are going to be reduced significantly. So this is about having a team, working with people who can share mutual vision, who are working on some things that are similar to what you're working on, that your vision is inside their vision and their vision is inside your vision, so you're working together on a common goal, but each to satisfy your vision. So that's the opportunity that we see here at the International Black Summit, and we continue to implore you to utilize the tools that we have talked about ongoingly to move your personal projects, your family projects, and your community projects forward. Back to you, Henrietta.
Personal. Personal community projects. That's something. We had a conversation the other day about all of our bodies, actually yesterday, I was in a conversation with a friend who's a professor at Kennedy King College in Chicago, and she was talking about how she talks, you know, how she has to talk to her students, because it's a what it used to be called a junior college or a community college. She was saying, you know, how she has to explain to them the different aspects of themselves, like their emotional body, their psychological body, their, you know, their, just all of it. And what's interesting about it is, I was so glad to hear that. You know, I was so glad to hear that. She left her PhD program at Northwestern University because it, she said it wasn't right for her. And she worked on another, a second master's. And this master's allowed her to teach. And she loves, I mean, loves it. And she, but it's interesting. She had to get in touch with what she really wanted to do, what she really, really wanted to do. And even inside of that, that took her to design. I'm going to get her on the show now that I think about it. This is a, you can see all of the parts of her journey, and now her vision is being fulfilled. She's actually in school again to be a designer. And she said, this she loves. She loves. So one of the things that, that I'm present to plan is this, this thing that used to have, you find a job, you find a career. And now what I'm present to is you find it for that period of time. You stay there until it doesn't work anymore. And people, you know, people stayed on jobs for 30, 40 years that they did not like because they didn't have vision. You know, this vision that we're talking about. They just, you know, may have wanted this job, and that's something they always wanted to do. And then when they got the job, they liked it for a short period of time, and then they outgrew it. And as the universe expands constantly, so do we. And so in my conversation with the young lady, I really got clear about how much you can do in your life. She might be 30 years old, she might be 33, something like that, already had two or three different careers. You know, so when we ask you to So, you know, when we say to call in and state your vision, call in and state your vision so you can have things manifest. You know, you can change things before they change you. You know, you can look at another part of your body, like emotionally, what is it that your body can handle, your emotional body? What kind of vision is it calling for? You know, and let's manifest that one. And a year from now, you know, that was another vision. I mean, you might have one in another week, actually. But the thing about it is the universe is unlimited, and so are you. And so, you know, as we talk about these different things, economic development, you know, sacred communication, trusting your life to the degree that you're not afraid to do anything, that you know that no matter what, things are gonna be great because things are going to be great. Because that's what they were created to be. Great, you know. And so let's participate in the International Black Summit fully. Call in at 646-716-9827. Share your vision. Call in and go to blacksummit.org and register for the annual summit event in Belize City, Belize, and bring that vision forth so the universe can expand.
That's actually great. I love it, and it's perfect because that's what we're about. That's what we're here to do. We're here to support you and your vision because we're clear that we're working on ours, and while we're working on yours and ours together, different things are turning up. You know, we get to engage. We get to. It's almost like a slingshot. You know, we're using the energy from a previous slingshot to get to the next one. You know, the thing that I love about it is hologram. You know, some of you know about the hologram, and the hologram is this big, huge thing. But something happening on one side has a similar occurrence on the other side taking place. And then as they massively, more and more pieces of the hologram converge or change, then the whole hologram has a change. And so that's really what we're talking about. You know, I like to think of it as the 100 monkey concept. And that's something that people have shared over the years. And that is that this one monkey on this island discovered a tool. And he told all the monkeys on his island. And after the 100th monkey was told, it was a consciousness that was available. And so the monkeys on the other islands now had access to that information because it was of conscious mind. And so that's what we're working on here. We're working on this conversation inside of the International Black Summit. We're working on the consciousness. We're working on that 100th monkey so that consciousness is available to the world, to anybody who wants to access it, to move their life, their family, their business, their community forward. You know, so that's where we're looking from, and that's the concept that we're coming from. Back to you, Henrietta.
Okay. Now, I'm going to try to reach Let me just take a look and see who I can reach in these next 10 minutes. And I wanted to know if you would share about your economic development piece and the youth. You know.
Do you have a TV on? Do you have a TV or a radio on, Henrietta? Because I can hear something in the background.
No, I don't have anything on.
Okay, because something was bleeding into the conversation. I don't see anybody in the chat room. Somebody just disconnected. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, okay, it went away. So whatever it is, it's we're good.
Okay, so I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color every week. We want to let you know to go to our website, www.blacksummit.org, to get the information on the declaration, on the trip to Belize. We're going to Belize City in Belize, South America, this year. In August 31st through August 3rd. And so we invite you to come with us to explore, to engage in community in a way that you may not have experienced community before. We also invite you to be with and to network with some prolific people of African descent from around the world, some brilliant minds that you'll be exposed to. And you've got an opportunity to find out other people who are up to the similar things that you are, and can form relationships, you know, can create some projects together that would satisfy what you're doing, and you know, move things forward in wherever you're from. So it's a real opportunity, I say, to be in the fellowship of groups of people who are up to changing the world. So come join us, please. Are you back, Henrietta?
I'm back. Okay. I wasn't able to reach. I was trying to reach Ali. I get a hold of Denver. But we'll try again next week. I just want to present the young adult and the youth summit, because people are always asking us that, Glenn, and also I want to present the full question, 2014 question. But people are always asking us about if we have something for children, and 8 years old, that's when, again, the age, you know, eight to 17, and 18 to 35 is the young adult summit. So I just wanted, you know, hear about that. I also have a question. I talked about in the question, but I did not tell you exactly what the question was. You know, I told you it contained three distinctions: trigger, a vision, and my authentic self, and one more, alignment. Alignment is the other one that's in there. And so I just want you to go to blacksummit.org so that you can be in the conversation, because this is a network. Blacksummit.org is also a network that you can join, and you can meet the summit people from doing that, you know, from being there. Glenn, do you have the question in front of you?
The question for the year?
Yeah.
We'll have it momentarily.
Okay. I don't want to misquote it. No, the last part of it is, am I aligned? Am I aligned with my vision and my authentic self?
Here's the question. What do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? So again, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? And that's part of why we do the work we do around vision, because it's important, clear, and done the work around the vision, you can then true yourself up to that vision.
Great. And so you can see it in print if you, when you're on the website on blacksummit.org. But what do my triggers the distinction reveal to me that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and my vision? So there's a lot in that question that you know, you can look at, search, and, you know, stay in that inquiry. That's a great question that came out of Young Adult Summit and the Adult Summit last year. So there was a lot, you know, in that connection. So take a look at that question and look closely and ask yourself. And remember trigger. You know, trigger is that thing that goes off inside of us, and we are no longer present to what we are doing. It's like they say, we have left the building. Okay? Consciously.
Absolutely.
Left the building. All right? And so we want, you know, to take a look at our triggers so we can clear them. As Anthony Randolph says all the time, one of the originators of the International Black Summer Conversation, is the jails are filled with people did not know how to handle their triggers. And we want to make sure that everyone understands triggers and can handle it. And can
absolutely.
Handle it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, remember, first, you know, I'm saying leave at 29th, so you can enjoy the lease before it starts. But, you know, the extra weekends, throw in extra days. We will also have for you some different ways to get there, you know. We can give you some approximate prices, you know, not of course. And so you'll have that information, you know, and of course you can look it up yourself. There's some eight ways of getting there. And we'll have the form, you know, as the week. So put it on your calendar. Put it on your calendar, that let your human resources people know that weekend you want to vacation week or the 2 weeks. Make sure you get there. Well, Glenn, that's it for today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear.
On.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for the stimulating conversation that always gets ratcheted up to a level that certainly takes me to another level of consciousness.
Okay. Always. Yeah. So with that, good night, everyone, and God bless.
Good night, and God bless.